extra little note.
Yeah, he's crazy.
We're adding on our work session here, CPZ 2019-0033, which is the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area. That's just for our work session, so point of information. With that, we're running.
Okay, good evening, planning commissioners. It's working a moment ago. Okay, we are looking at CPZ 2019-0008 Whipple Creek. This parcel is located south of Ridgefield. I'm going to flip between two maps. This map shows better. So it's just south of Ridgefield at the intersection of Northwest 192nd and Northwest 67th Avenue. The applicant is requesting to amend the comp plan and zoning designation from R10 to R5 on one parcel. This is a remainder lot from an agricultural cluster subdivision that was created in 1990. As a remainder lot, it was ineligible to be redivided until January 19, 2018, when the code was amended to allow agricultural cluster lots that were approved under the old Title 18 can be redivided as long as they're not zoned agriculture anymore. And this wasn't. It's R10, so it's now allowable to be divided. Staff is recommending approval to amend the comp plan from R10 to R5 with a recommendation for a rural cluster development. If they do a cluster, they could get four lots out of the 21 acres as opposed to the two lots under the current comp plan designation. And this parcel is under two parallel tracks. So this applicant went to the hearing examiner last week because they are arguing that they're contingently vested to a time in 2017 when we had one rural designation. Now we have R10 and R5. But in 2017, we had one R, and that would have been a zone change. So we should hear next week from the hearing examiner whether they're contingently vested, and then this would be a rezone, and we would pull the hearing. But if not, it's on a parallel track as a docket this year in case they need to go through a comp plan designation. Any questions?
So that's all Ag 20 up there that I'm seeing?
Yeah.
R5.
Next. We got R5 next to it and below it, right?
Sorry?
I can't see it. I'm looking at, I'm just looking at the zoning around it. Ag 20, R5. That's what's around it, right? Okay.
How many homes are like close to that? How are they going to access that to that parcel? Are they going to come up
that road at the top?
Where do I get
that? Oh, right there, 196.
There's an aerial map on your.
Yeah.
Get it in here. If you go to maps on it.
I'm not seeing it. There we go.
This story.
Okay, there we go. Okay, now they're going to come from the top, aren't they? Probably not going to be able to do anything down there.
So at the top are the cluster lot, the lots that were formed in that rural cluster, and this to the south is the remainder cluster. Has one house on it. Has okay. It has environmentally constrained lands to the south, so they wouldn't have to do a rural cluster to build up where the lots are already.
Okay.
So the new remainder parcel would be in the south, where the existing house is, and where those environmentally constrained sloping lands.
So there's already six houses up there.
From the old agricultural subdivision, and then the new lots would go up, right up there.
Okay.
I'm having a little trouble understanding that as you're saying it. Can you use the
mouse? So
yeah.
Can I drive here? Okay. So the new developments would occur up here.
So additional housing from what's already up there.
Three new lots would be put up here, and this lot down here with the current house and the environmentally constrained land would be a separate lot. We don't have the site plan as part of this application, but that's what's coming forward through the type 3 process.
Okay. And so why do we think this is a good idea for the policy of the county to do this?
Well, it's currently allowed in code. It wasn't earlier allowed to divide. These ag lands, R10 is designed as a buffer for ag lands, but these ag lands have been subdivided over so many years. What else? We felt that it met the GMA criteria and that there could be enough buffering to the ag lands. Most of these are 10 lots above it or 1 acre or less.
Do you have any traffic information?
Gary, you want to speak to this?
Well, so they'll generate 30 additional trips per day. So that's 3 a.m. peak hour trips, 3 p.m. peak hour trips. So not much.
Not much.
It's really insignificant. So it's still a level of service A.
Okay.
And if all the people around have been notified, and have we got any comments from anybody?
No comments.
No comments? Until we have the hearing.
Yeah.
Then there'll be comments.
Yes.
How long ago was that, because of the 1 acre lots? When were those 1 acre lots created? How long ago?
I believe 90s.
In the 90s?
In the 90s.
In the 90s, okay.
It was 90 or 94.
So those homes that are...
It would have to have been prior to the effectiveness of the first GMA comp plan, because when that comp plan went into effect, there were no more ag clusters.
1990. Any other questions?
All right. Thank you.
Move on to this is CPZ 2019-00033. This is an amendment to correct a Scrivener's error in the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area section of code. It was brought to our attention that it's a type 4 process for review procedures of production of mineral and geothermal resources instead of a type 3. And so we believe this change occurred when Title 18 became Title 40. There were no strike-through underlines, such as how all the changes are made. There were no documents that this was a policy change, which it is, so it would have been brought forward. In other sections of code, even in the Gorge Code itself, it's a type 3 process. Everywhere in the Gorge Code, it's either a type 3 or a type 2A. There's no type 4 processes that are applicable in the Gorge, so it was not a conscious decision or a policy change that was made. And so it's correcting a Scrivener's error. The Council adopted an interim ordinance September 25th. And so we have 60 days to put a permanent ordinance in place and go through the Type 4 process to get that. We'll come back to you in a Planning Commission hearing on these two items on October 17th. Okay. Next, Gary.
Good.
That's all I have. I think there's...
032.
One more item?
Yeah. I just have a question for Ron. What are your thoughts on that earlier one with the lots and the 10 acres? And
the Wimble Creek?
Yeah, the Wimble Creek one. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
Well, we had a remainder lot that we gave them before to do this same type of thing, and now this is us dividing the remainder lot again. To me, it seems like the compatibility issue is somewhat diminished by us not having the, I mean, it was R10 to be kind of the buffer between the R5 and the Ag 20, and we're just chipping away at it. But the reality of it is it's going to be three houses or one house, ultimately. I mean, the interesting thing will be if there's a way to come back at the remainder lot again in the future. But right now, there's no way.
There's probably not going to be much left, because that's all going to be undevelopable.
Yeah. Oh, there's no really anything that's undevelopable. It's all a matter of science and engineering. But,
well,
yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Now, you know, one question I did forget to ask, and I hate to back up, but I did want to ask this. The one house that's there on that 10 acres, is it the same owner from the original, when it was originally done, or has it been sold and it's a new owner?
I don't think it's the original owner. He's here. I don't think he's there
since
2004. You've been? Oh, okay.
So this was a 1990 division. So.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Gary Albrecht, Clark County Community Planning, just for the record. So today I'm going to go over a GMA compliance, a rural industrial land bank. So this is a docket item that was just presented to us, and I'll explain myself here shortly. Here's the agenda. I have a background, a vicinity map, go over the Court of Appeals, the council direction, explain what's being removed and the next steps. The background is pretty lengthy. So it started back in 2007. Clark County received an application for a rural industrial land bank. So the county decided to amend the final environmental impact statement with an addendum. So they created a master plan for this rural industrial land bank. And so the final environmental impact statement, it's also called a SEPA. So the SEPA was appealed. And in 2014, development code was created for master plan development, the rural industrial development, and the plan amendment procedures were added for rural industrial land banks. In 2016, for the comprehensive plan update, the rural industrial land bank was adopted. The RTO Atlas was amended for circulation purposes for the rural industrial land bank. And as you know, the comprehensive plan was appealed to the Growth Management Hearings Board. And in 2017, the Growth Management Hearings Board had a decision, a final decision order. As a result of that, the county amended the 2015 buildable lands report. You can go into detail if you want about that. In 2018, the Growth Management Hearings Board issued an order on compliance, order on motions to modify compliance order, rescind invalidity, stay order, and supplement the record. And that's a big, lengthy process.
All of which it denied, summarily.
What was that?
I said all of those motions there, it denied summarily.
And then in 2019, the Court of Appeals decision was released, and Clark County decides to not appeal that decision. Here's a vicinity map. If you're not familiar where the industrial land bank is, it's in the center of the picture around the red between Vancouver's UGA and Battleground's UGA. It's Lagler's Dairy Farm, if you're familiar with that. Court of Appeals, the August 20th, 2019 decision, they issued regarding the UGA's designation. So in the 2016 comprehensive plan update, the county de-designated some land right next to the cities of Richfield and the center, and they got annexed by the time before the decision came out. So the court finally decided that it was the moot decision. The county has no ability to plan for that land. They couldn't annex it. So the land was annexed into the cities, and the decision was supported by the ruling that the de-designation of agricultural land for the Rural Industrial Land Bank was out of compliance with the Growth Management Act. And then the council direction for that, they're not appealing the August 20, 2019 Court of Appeals decision. And the proposed amendments to comply with the Growth Management Hearings Board, final decision and order. So that's what we're doing here today. I'll go over what's being removed. We're proposing to remove the comprehensive plan designation of the Rural Industrial Land Bank, the zoning designation of light industrial with a rural industrial land overbank overlay, the comprehensive plan text and zoning code related to the Rural Industrial Land Bank, the RILB, and the arterial atlas amendments related to the RILB for the circulation purposes. And then we're repealing three ordinances, so the 2016-04-03, and it established the Rural Industrial Land Bank, and it had some parcels identified in it, and then the 2016-05-03 made it for clarification that added two additional parcels that were left out. And then the 2018-12-64 ordinance is a moratorium on the property. So we're the parcels total about 600 acres. There's 13 parcels there. They're going to amend the comprehensive plan designation, the Rural Industrial Land Bank, to agricultural, putting it back to what it was originally at in 1994. So amend the zoning designation of light industrial with the Rural Industrial Land Bank back to agricultural 20 zoning. Comprehensive plan text amendments, there's four of them that are related to the RILB, just cleaning it up. And then the proposed code amendments, the Rural Industrial Land Bank, a big portion of that is inside a 4230085, the employment districts. So we're basically going to remove all the references to the Rural Industrial Land Bank in there, in the table and the text for the standards, the development standards. And 4520070 is if we're going to amend the master plan development to delete all the references for the RILB. And the same goes for 4520075, the Rural Industrial Development Master Plan, to delete the references to the RILB. And the same goes with 4560010, to delete references to the RILB. And then as far as the arterial atlas map amendments go, for the circulation plan that was created, so we're deleting three proposed roads, reclassifying two, and modifying two. And there's a map here that explains what we're deleting. So deleting this road segment here, this one here, and reclassifying this one over here, 5, this one here, and we're moving this alignment from this way here back to over here where it was originally. And then originally the alignment was running the vertical, so now we're going to put it back to running vertical. And the next steps. So today's the work session, and we have a hearing on October 17th. We have a council work session on October 23rd with a council hearing on November 12th. And that's it. Anyone have any questions?
There's not a lot of options.
No, sir.
Now, this is 2019. We've been through 3.5 years of options.
Yeah.
None of which have gone over well. They were happy when the county adopted the moratorium on accepting and processing applications. Although they like that, that's not sufficient to resolve things.
Yeah.
Seems pretty straightforward.
But I'm happy to answer any questions.
I'd like to get a lot of work done. Are we going to hear from, by any chance, the representative from the owner? Have you heard anything back?
You know,
have they just kind of gone?
They have not been active in defending their interests in this matter.
That was a thing before, wasn't it? On who was pushing that, right?
Mm-hmm. All the way from the beginning.
That was
in 2007. This land was de-designated. And I don't know whether they did anything in front of the growth board then or not, but they did nothing after the growth board, and that was this case also.
Did you not say something to the effect, and I could have this all wrong, that somewhere through this, we weren't sure that this was the wishes or the...
No, you're thinking of the railroad bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
We weren't sure. Okay.
Yeah, we were sure. But once it was done and, you know.
So no more rural industrial land banks.
Right.
Period.
Right.
And
because the statute that authorizes them has now expired.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's light industrial now, right? Light.
Not for long.
No,
a little bit.
No, this is to change it back to Ag 20.
Ag 20.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the issue right there. It wasn't the establishment of a rural industrial land bank per se. It was that in order to do the rural industrial land bank, you had to de-designate it and designate it for industry. And that is what the issue was.
Okay.
Inside the urban growth boundary, there's light industrial that's currently being developed.
But we didn't want it rural.
Well,
they didn't want
we're not talking rural here. We're talking ag land and a working dairy on ag land. I mean, there was no dispute that this land was being currently farmed, commercially farmed.
Okay.
So the designation is resource land.
That's what it will be.
Yeah.
Resource land?
Yeah, ag is considered resource.
Ag 20.
Yeah.
Agricultural land of long-term commercial significance.
Okay.
Want something to do over there?
Okay. Guess we can't have any questions when pretty much this is all we're going to do.
Well, if you're interested in interesting
it's frustrating when we go down these rabbit trails and try to do the right thing. And then, and I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying it's just there's a lot of work, effort, energy, and money placed on this. And then it's shot down. Anyways, I'll be quiet. Questions? All right. Is that it? My phone says that. Sorry.
So you guys have a half hour before your hearing starts.
Let's do it.
Oh, Matt doesn't have anything to give us? I thought Matt was coming in here to give
it.
Us
something. Yeah. Did you smile and laugh?
The presentation today, Matt?
Oh, man. Gotta get you to a Carl show.
Oh, there.
Got a new chair.
Yeah, there. All right.
We don't talk about it, Chris, before. Keep going. There you go. Now